Our parasha has within it the counting of the Jewish people. All of a sudden, at the beginning of Amidbar, once again we count to see how many Jewish people there are. We go shevet by shevet. What's fascinating is we come to the shevet of Dan, and we see that Dan has unbelievably large numbers, which is amazing, because if you go back and see how many children did Dan have, Dan simply had one child, Hushim ben Dan. And Hushim ben Dan, we know, was deaf. He had his limitations, and yet somehow Dan becomes this massive, massive shevet. Once heard a beautiful idea from Rav Nachman Kahana. Nachman Kahana from the old city of Yerushalayim shares the following. He says, you know, when Yaakov Avinu was sitting with all of his children and his grandchildren, and he had to look and see what's the future of each shevet, he looked and said, oh, there are certain shvatim that are so rich in children that the likelihood is that they'll be quite, quite successful. And then Nebuch, Dan, he looks and says, there's one kid, that's all they got. And he sits there and wonders what will be with Dan. What's amazing is, and that's, I think, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that just because something appears one way on the surface, it does not mean that's what really is going to happen. Yes, Dan projected to be the least successful of all the Shvatim, and they should have been the smallest, and yet they defy logic and become a great Shevet. I think there's two amazing lessons in there. First off, there is the wonderment of how the world works and all the surprises that God has for us, which I think is really symbolic of the Jewish people in general. That's one. But I think there's a fascinating footnote to that. Dan is known as the Ma'aseif L'chol HaMachanos. He's the one that stays in the back and he cares for every single person. That's, as we would say, Ashleptzach, the people that can't really carry on. But why is it that Dan gets that position? Why can't it be one of the other Shvatim? Is it simply a logistical piece? Yehuda was in the front, Dan was in the back, and therefore Dan is Ma'aseif L'chol HaMachanos. Well, Dan had with him his entire Degel. There were two other Shvatim. Why is it that Dan is the one that picks up the rear? And more than picks up the rear, Dan is the one that cares for all the downtrodden in the back. Perhaps it's the vision of Dan. Dan who looked and said, I had no potential to be all this. I should have been the weak and the downtrodden. And yet my good fortune, as a result of God's good graces, is that we became so great in number. Dan says, how can I not look after all those people that are in the same boat as I was? That, I believe, is a powerful lesson. Is that to be successful is one thing, but to be successful and to recognize the fact that your success comes from God, and therefore my obligation and my responsibility is to take care of all the others that don't quite see success the other way. That's greatness. Dan finds his greatness from seeing the trajectory that his life took and recognizing that there was such potential for failure, and his success is a blessing by God and therefore a requirement to help others. That's an amazing lesson.